general, the time limitation has nothing to do with the length of the campaign. I cannot tell you that the campaign will be over in 3 years. I don't think anybody can tell you that. That feature of the AUMF is included for reasons that are not military related. They're related to the fact, they're derived from the fact that we will have a new president in 3 years. And the AUMF provides for a new president, and for that matter, a new Congress, to revisit this issue. Now, that's not something that comes from the Secretary of Defense, or I would say from our thinking, but we understand and respect it. It derives from the way the Constitution regards use of military force as a very grave matter in which both the Congress and the executive branch play a role. So I understand that, I respect that, but the number three doesn't come from the campaign. It comes from our political system. And again, as I understand and respect that, and I hope the result of all this is an AUMF that tells our troops that we're behind them in this fight. That's the key thing to me, in addition to having the flexibility to carry out the campaign that'll win.
One of the questions I had was the hostility. It doesn't say anything about the termination of hostilities at the three-year period. Is it your feeling that hostilities could continue and that we could have actions against ISIL beyond the 3 years as currently written and implemented? General?
My military experience and judgment suggests that the answer to your question is it will likely extend beyond 3 years.
Could it extend? Could hostilities extend without a new AUMF by a new commander?
If I understood the question, the enemy gets a vote, as we say, and how long hostilities extend. I actually don't understand the question.
Sure. I guess what I'm trying to understand is as proposed, if Congress gives the authority to use military force, we have this three-year window, which you both said is, you know, offers a flexibility, but is more a political discussion than anything, and allows the new president to make that determination. Absent a new discussion about AUMF, could hostilities continue in perpetuity beyond the three-year window?
Now, I think the AUMF that the president proposed would require action by a new administration and a new Congress in 3 years, in light of the circumstances at the time, which we can't foresee.